Well, good morning, everybody. Today, your Pope trivia is about Pope John the 23rd. His name before he was Pope John the 23rd was Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli. And he was the Pope, of course, who opened the Second Vatican Council and said that the church needed to open up the windows, so to speak, and let the new fresh air in. And he very beautifully would always say at the end of every day, all the headaches and trials of the day, he would say, "Well, Lord, I did my best. It's your church. I'm going to bed." Which I always think is just the most beautiful thing, because sometimes the best thing we can do is go to bed and leave it in the hands of the Lord. Here's your joke of the day, which pertains to the homily, so it's not unrelated. There's these two little boys, and they're spending a few weeks of the summer with the grandparents. And one of them is saying his night prayers, and he's yelling at the top of his lungs, "God, give me a new fishing pole." And the other boy says, "Dude, God's not deaf. You don't need to yell." He says, "Yeah, but Grandpa is." Our second reading today, my friends, has a line in there. It's one of my favorite lines in the whole Bible. James chapter 4, verse 2. "You do not have because you do not ask." Isn't that nice? You do not have because you do not ask. And I was thinking, like, when I want something, what do I do? When you want something, what do you do? Whether it's a thing, a fishing pole, a new job, somebody to do something, a certain result in a situation. When you want something, what do? Well, we see some bad ideas in our readings today. First readings, King Solomon explains that sometimes in our brokenness, we try to scheme. We try to beset others and try to have our way that way. It doesn't work out so good. The second one is that sometimes we covet or kill or fight or wage war. That's what St. James says in our second reading. That doesn't work out too good either. In the third reading, our gospel, we see the disciples bickering and arguing, and that doesn't get them very far either. All three readings have to do with somebody or somebodies who want something, but they turn to these other things instead of asking God. You do not have because you do not ask. And I remember one time about a year ago, I was kind of having a big old dilemma. One of my biggest dilemmas in the priesthood. I won't tell you what it was. But I went to my spiritual director, Father Joe, who's a very holy priest. And I said, "Father Joe, I've agonized over this thing. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do here." And he says, "Well, have you prayed through it?" I said, "Oh yeah, I probably should have done that, you know." But I said, "I think I've prayed for it to go away, but I haven't prayed through it." And prayer, prayer, prayer. And we get some good. St. James in our second reading is full of good ideas on how to have effective prayer. Two R's, two S's. Reasonable, receptive, sincere, and simple. I'll be very quick. Number one, reasonable. St. James says that sometimes we don't get what we ask for because we ask for the wrong thing. If a father has a son and the son is 7 years old and asks, "Dad, can I have a chainsaw?" I don't think a good father would give him that. The kid might not understand. He might say, "Well, I asked you nice. I thought about it up here. I want a chainsaw." But the dad knows better. Our Heavenly Father knows what's best for us. Sometimes we ask for the wrong thing, and He doesn't give it to us because it's not in our best interest. Our prayers have to be reasonable. Number two, I find that I ask for a lot of chainsaws, And then later on in life, I look back and I think, well, God, I'm glad you didn't give me that. You know, receptive. St. James in the second reading, he says, sometimes you don't get what you want because you don't receive it. And how goofy is that? It's like if sometimes God is like showering us with graces. And it's like but we're not receiving it, you know? There's something blocking it. And a lot of times that's just our pride or that's our ignorance. It's our whatever it is. But God is showering us and we're not receiving it. I was thinking of that with the seminarians this past week because I was there. And, you know, seminarians are very famous for just overthinking their vocations. And they're like, you know, I was talking to this one of them and he goes, and by the way, Tyler, you remember Tyler, outside his room, there's this, the other seminarians put a sign outside his door and it says, caution, drama queen inside. because apparently he was being quite dramatic about some game or something. But anyway, but I was talking to one of these seminarians and he was explaining to me that he just wasn't sure if he was still supposed to be priest. And I said, well, walk me through how you got here. And he's, well, this miracle happened, this miracle, this sign. I said, dude, you got it. Receive it. Move on. Become a priest. You know, like, receive. Sometimes God he gives us a path and then we're still looking. Okay, receive. Reasonable, receptive. Our prayers must be reasonable and we must be receptive in our prayers. They must be sincere. St. James again says in our second reading, sometimes we don't get what we ask for because we ask with wrong motives. It's like if you had a kid in the garden and he asks for a trowel, not so he could dig, but so he could hit his brother upside the head. You know, that's the wrong motive. And our prayers have to be sincere. We have to pray for what we want for the right reasons. And ask Jesus, purify my motives. One time I found that I pray all the time for more holy families at our parish. And one time I found that maybe there was a little bit of pride in that because I just wanted to have more people at church, you know. But it was so that I would look better, you know. And that's stupid. That's the wrong motive. I should want more people in church. I should want the whole country in church, the whole county, in church for the salvation of their souls. Not that so Father Mike looks like a more effective priest. Our prayer has to be reasonable, receptive, sincere, and lastly, simple. Jesus says if we want to be holy, we got to be like a child in our gospel today. Our prayers have to be simple. Sometimes we ask for too much. A kid who needs one trowel asks for seven. Sometimes that's us. We have to be careful. Our prayers should be simple. My friends, the best thing about all this, our prayers, reasonable, receptive, sincere, simple. The best thing about our prayers is that when we give it to God, He might give it to us. When we pray for it, you do not have because you do not ask. But the thing is, sometimes He won't give it because it isn't our best, it's what's best for us. And that's okay. But when we submit our will to God's will in prayer, we will always be happy and at peace whether we got what we originally asked for or not, because we are in God's will. We're in divine will. And that's the best place to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.